Now back to the City Current Radio Show, hosted by Jeremy Park.
Welcome back to the City Current Radio Show. I'm your host, Jeremy Park. We're honored to be with our next guest, Kevin Dean. He is the CEO of Momentum Nonprofit Partners. How are you doing, Kevin?
Pretty good. How about you?
Doing well. So let's start with some background about Momentum Nonprofit Partners. You do a lot in terms of professional development, policy. We'll talk all about that, but give us a little bit of a history lesson for Momentum Nonprofit Partners.
Yeah, sure. So we started out about 27 years ago as the Grant Information Center in Memphis, where we would provide grant support and assistance to local nonprofits, especially around federal grants that are really hard to write. They're pretty tedious. And as we evolved over the years, we became the Grant Center, then we became the Alliance for Nonprofit Excellence, and we started including a lot of training and technical assistance for local nonprofits. Now we are pretty expansive in what we provide. We're basically the resource center for nonprofits in Memphis. We have about 550 nonprofit organization members. So we're serving organizations, big organizations like MIFA, small organizations like a small grassroots organization that just popped up. So it runs the gamut, but we represent all nonprofits and anybody with a 501c3, we'll support.
And so when you talk about the work you do, obviously it's critical because these nonprofits are serving on the front lines. And so being able to support them with obviously all these resources, this vast array of resources, is really important for lifting our community overall. So I think that's the important context is you're working with the nonprofits. You're also working with the funding community too. We'll talk about that. But the importance obviously is to lift our community in so many powerful ways. Dive in terms of the way you're structured. As you mentioned, you have members, but dive into the way you're structured and then obviously the programmatic pieces.
Sure. So we are a membership organization, but we made the strategic decision about 3 years ago that we were not going to charge for a membership anymore. So we're one of the first organizations of our kind that have free membership in the United States. So we're hoping other people jump on board. And really that was to remove barriers for entry for smaller grassroots organizations who need a lot of help getting up and running and need our assistance just as much or if not more than the big organizations. So nonprofits join, we do an assessment with them, we provide them with sort of a learning plan for their organization, and then we make sure that they are connected not only to our resources, but other resources in the community, like the Memphis Public Library has their nonprofit information center. We make sure that we're steering them in the right direction, as well as bringing national speakers in and national resources into Memphis.
Share a little bit, because on my end, we hear, nonprofits obviously talking about raising awareness, getting more volunteers and board members, obviously fundraising. Those are three critical elements. What are some of the challenges that you're seeing? Obviously, COVID-19 is a big one in itself, and we'll talk about some of your responses there. But what are some of the main, traditional, in a normal year, challenges or pain points with nonprofits that you work to help them through?
So yeah, we talk a lot about fundraising, externally, but really, these are operating as businesses. So they're not only trying to solve the nonprofit riddle, how to fundraise and sustain yourself, but also, HR issues and financial issues and, legal compliance issues. Those aren't as fun to talk about, but those are just as important. So nonprofits have a double whammy as far as having to learn and grow, because you're having to learn and grow as a business, but also nonprofit work is nuanced and different, and so you have to learn about that world too. So you have to be a jack of all trades, especially as a nonprofit leader. And so that's what we're always trying to find the different gaps with the organizations and help them through whatever problem they're trying to solve, whether it's a bad employee or a challenging fundraising problem that they're dealing with. So it runs the gamut.
Give us an idea. Let's start with how you all are navigating COVID-19 first, and then we'll talk about kind of what you're seeing in the landscape, because obviously you've got things like virtual volunteerism and obviously virtual fundraising events. So there's a lot of shifts that are taking place as a result of COVID, both in terms of delivery of services, but just programmatically how nonprofits are operating and trying to raise money and build relationships. But talk about first how Momentum Nonprofit Partners is shifting during COVID.
Sure. So we closed about a week before everybody else did. We saw it coming and luckily already understood how Zoom worked and some of the best practices around that. So we shifted our training very quickly, upended our training calendar, and really focused on bringing free content to the nonprofits. We typically charge for our trainings, individual trainings, but everything's been free since the pandemic started. And we tried to keep it relevant to what's happening right now. And that included, you know, how to best practices around virtual learning, best practices on facilitating meetings online. We had weekly information sessions for our members around COVID-19, where we had special guests come and talk about what was happening. Our representative, Steve Cohen, came to talk about the PPP loans, and Doug McGowan, the COO of the city of Memphis, came to talk about what was happening on a city level. So we're trying to keep them informed, but also knowing that every organization is struggling right now, keeping things as free as possible. We're also distributing PPE. We have a relationship with the Shelby County government. So we're giving away thousands of masks and things each month to the nonprofits, as well as providing them with information and support around the PPP loans and some of these really important grants that are coming down the pipeline right now.
What's something that's in a good way been either something that you all have done or nonprofits, something that you've seen that you thought, wow, that was very creative and that was something that, you know, created new opportunities. So what's something that's been kind of a bright spot through this?
Sure. There's been a lot of bright spots, actually. A lot of people have stepped up at the time when they're needed most. And one thing I think that's been great is the Community Foundation of Greater Memphis set up the Mid-South Regional Response Fund. And that happened very quickly. And it was a rapid response funding model, which is kind of new for Memphis. Typically, you know, when you apply for a grant with any foundation, you have to wait and you have to defend your grant and go in front of the board. And they bypassed all of that. And they knew that money had to go out fast because nonprofits were bleeding money, but they were also on the front lines. So I thought that was a really innovative and smart way to handle those grants. And I was actually on the grant review committee. And so we made sure that our nonprofit members of all sizes were represented there. So, and I think that was a shift too, you know, with the Community Foundation, making sure that these smaller grassroots organizations get what they need, because they're embedded in communities that might not otherwise have access to some of these the support systems for the bigger nonprofits. So that I think that they're going to be paving the way for how grant making is done in Memphis, because it's changing nationally, and I think they're taking the national best practices to heart and applying them in Memphis.
Talk about the policy work that you all do and some of the recent victories.
In addition to the training and technical assistance, we represent the nonprofits in a policy sense. Nonprofits, the 2017 tax reform bill, eliminated the charitable deduction under, I think, about $15,000 in contributions. So somebody like me who didn't give $15,000 a year, I don't get to take that tax incentive. There's no tax incentive for me to give. I just do it out of, you know, the goodness of my own heart. But it helps taking that deduction. So we're fighting for things like that for nonprofits. We're trying to bring that back. And we're part of a national movement to bring back that charitable deduction. As far as what happened with during COVID-19, we saw that nonprofits were not being included in a lot of the conversations on a state level. We were like waiting for the call. And so we mounted an effort to make sure that Governor Lee and some of the state representatives knew that we existed and we were on the front lines and we needed to be at the table. So we did a statewide, hey, we're right here campaign. Hey, we're here and we want to be invited to the table. And from that, the Economic Recovery Group, actually, they created a nonprofit subcommittee where we were giving feedback, and we gave specific recommendations around four nonprofits during this time. One of them was to make sure that the CARES Act funding went to nonprofits where available. And so they ended up giving $150 million of that CARES funding to nonprofits across the state. So that was a huge win. It was a win that we even got invited to the table. And then that was another win that nonprofits got that $150 million across the state that they otherwise wouldn't have gotten. We also, there's a safe harbor bill for businesses that were to keep them from unnecessary litigation around COVID-19 infections. That could decimate a nonprofit. Just the legal, even if they won the case, the legal bills could really hurt, especially in a time like this. So there was a bill that was in the state legislature, didn't include nonprofits explicitly. So we fought really hard to make sure that nonprofits were included. And then we made sure once it was included that it got passed. So that was passed a few weeks ago. So now businesses and nonprofits are safe from unnecessary litigation around COVID-19 infections. And that doesn't include bad actors, but you know, it includes the people that are doing the right thing and following public safety guidelines. So had a lot of wins there recently, and I'm sort of new to public policy, so this is something that I'm excited that, you know, because you have a lot of losses before you have a lot of wins, and we've been lucky enough to have a lot of wins very quickly.
You mentioned the Community Foundation of Greater Memphis in terms of being kind of on the trend setting side and looking at the trends nationally in terms of what's going on and bringing some of that to Memphis. What also has your eye on the trend side? When you talk about philanthropy, working with nonprofits, what are maybe one or two other major trends that have your attention looking forward?
Well, there's a lot of talk about making sure that grant making is done through an equitable lens. And that is the big topic of conversation. It has been for several years now. But I think COVID-19 really exposed the inequities in a lot of things, and funding is one of them. So I know that organizations, statistically, organizations that are run by people of color are raise less money, and that's not because of competency or anything like that. That's because there's a lack of resources. We really have to lift up those smaller grassroots organizations, specifically ones led by people of color and women and LGBTQ and other marginalized groups that might not have the resources available to them or the social capital with the people with the money. I think that the grant making process itself is a barrier to entry for a lot of smaller organizations. When I write a grant, I typically have to have some bourbon beside me because it's so much work, right? And it's so technical. Removing some of those barriers and making it easier for nonprofits to state their case while also not writing a 30-page grant application, that's going to be shifting. And I think those processes are shifting. And I know that Community Foundation is leading the way in removing those barriers. One thing also around philanthropy, there's a real call for philanthropic organizations to not just give the legally required 5% of their corpus, to start spending down some of that money, especially during times like COVID-19. That's really important. And I know a lot of our local foundations have given to the Mid-South Regional Response Fund additional money. Some of them are giving additional dollars to their existing organizations that they fund. And then there's also a shift towards just giving general operating support. I think nonprofits often have felt like they're being program funded to death, you know, but you still have overhead. You still have to pay for salaries of employees. And so I think there's a big shift to just giving multi-year operating support to organizations that are in your portfolio rather than nickel and diming, you know, people. And us having to apply for $3,000 over here and $4,000 over here, just give us $20,000 a year for 3 years and trust us. Trust-based philanthropy is a new term that people are throwing around. It's like, if you're going to fund somebody, trust them. Don't make them jump through too many hoops because it gets in the way of their work.
Talk about how we can help Momentum Nonprofit Partners and then obviously wrap up with where do we go to raise our hand. So website and social media, but how do we help and where do we go?
Yeah, so we're always looking for new, fresh, innovative ideas and people who have resources available, and not just financial resources, but have information. So we want people to be involved. And so I'm not always necessarily asking for money. I'm asking for people to show up. So if you're a board member of a nonprofit, join us, join our trainings. They're open to you too, as a board member. If you have a certain skill, if you're a CPA or a lawyer, or, you know, have some sort of specialization that nonprofits can use, call us, let us know. We could do a training. We could partner you with a nonprofit. We're always looking for people that can step up and help nonprofits in a different way, other than just giving contributions.
We'll wrap up with, where do we go? So website, social media, where would you direct us?
Website is momentumnonprofit.org. You can see us there. And then you can also find us on Twitter at MomentumNP. And we're also on Facebook. So you can find us on Facebook as well.
Well, Kevin, thank you to you and your team for all you do. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks so much.
This is Jeremy Park, host of the City Current Radio Show. I want to personally invite you to Growth Current. Growth Current is our e-learning and online personal development platform with City Current. It's an opportunity to attend virtual events with global thought leaders, national guest speakers, and experts who can help you grow personally and professionally. It gives you access to success secrets, lessons learned, learning modules, and so much more. Subscriptions are only $8 a month, and you can do bulk subscriptions for your team. Check out growthcurrent.co to learn more.